Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's an early rise in Los Angeles, somewhat in Pittsburgh, but it's the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, two buddies out there in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams and Joe Kuklis, and another one down in South Florida, Scott Morgan, Roth, returned from Detroit, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss this show, I realize it goes by quick, 30 minutes. Archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, here we go with you, Ralph. How are you? How can people get a hold of you as we spin this thing around to start some topics this morning?
Yes, you can get a hold of me, Mark, and good morning to you, Scott and Joe.
You.
You can get a hold of me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, and you can also get a hold of me on Facebook, X, and you can also get a hold of me on LinkedIn, and I have my own YouTube channel. You can watch all the archive versions of all my shows in the RW Media brand. Also, Tuesdays at 5 to 6 p.m. Beaver County Radio. This Tuesday, former pirate catcher and broadcaster Michael McHenry and Harry the Greek will be on our show this Tuesday coming up. So we're sponsored by Amped Up, Sideline, and Let's Talk Sports and Mancini Media as well here on the External Bump. We're also, our studios are the First Line Consulting Services, 1-877-926-6982. Call them today for your website needs. They will build you a website, manage it, and upload all your videos at a one low monthly price. That's First Line Consulting Services studios here, 1-877-926-6982. And I have a few more sponsors for later on. And then we're going to go over to my other sponsor, Draft 412, and Joe.
Thanks, Ralph. I am Joe 412 from Draft 412. If you guys are interested in all your latest draft news in the four major professional sports, you can find it at draft412.com, and you can find me at joe@draft412.com via email or on Twitter X/Facebook. Mark, Scott?
All right. Thank you, Joe. First of all, you can find me on my YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. Please subscribe. My website, www.southfloridatribune.com, and Twitter at Tribune South. Off to you, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you right now, as they get it over to me, and since it's Eternal Bum, and I'll just throw 20 seconds out, my bum has to be a guy that was never like his dad, and it had to be Sean Burroughs. Sean Burroughs is my bum. His dad was one hell of a ball player with Atlanta and Texas, Jeff Burroughs. But, man, oh, man, his son gets my bum award this morning on the show, buddy. Ralph?
My bum is Kendrick Green, who is a backup offensive lineman for the Steelers. I don't know if you noticed or not. He had actually a reasonable game on Thursday night. But, anyway, it's going back to some of his faults from the last few years. And last year he hardly played at all. And the year before that he was drafted and they threw him in it and they yanked him in at center. And even Ben Roethlisberger even made a comment about how he was incompetent at center. But he's a bum. He was snapping a ball over Mason Rudolph's head a few times in preseason. And I don't think he can find his way out of a paper bag. He's mediocre Mike Tomlin's number one bum. Kendrick Green. So go ahead, Joe.
Well, you know, I'm going to stay with the Pittsburgh theme, and I'm going to say former Pitt basketball coach Kevin Stallings. This is the guy that came in and entirely wrecked a program that had been built over, almost a dynastic era where teams were ranked number one, teams were winning Big East championships, teams were recruiting well, and the translation from Jamie Dixon to him stopped and collapsed the program in a matter of 2 years. And I'll never forget the film of him falling asleep during a practice on the bench. It's just a ridiculous hire by Scott Barnes at the time. And I don't think he's had a job since. I don't think he has to. I get the big payout he has, for his long-term contract. I guess he's living off of that. But I don't know who after that poor performance would hire him. How about you, Scott?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be a little uncharacteristic with this because when I was in Detroit, I caught up with my cousin Ron, and it was unbelievable that he had such a rough relationship with his stepmother. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm taking a shot at my Aunt Barbara Kroll, and I'll tell you why I'm going to do it this time, all right? She had 10 watches. Get this, okay? 10 watches from my late uncle, my Uncle Albert, and that stupid, you know what, okay, no, not you, Lance. We'll get to you later if you ever get out here. But had 10 watches, and all he wanted was one, just one. Didn't have to be a Rolex or a Spence. He just wanted one to have for a memory with his dad. She gave them all away. So go, that's it, former aunt. I've heard some lame things, but undoubtedly that stinks. Ron's a good guy, and this lady here, well, whatever. Move on. I'll unfriend you later on Facebook.
Good job, Scott. Hey, as we get into the show, I want to throw a quick topic so everybody has a chance to go around here. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 3-0 in the preseason. They look dangerous. They look like they have a lot of depth, and they look like they can survive the injury bug. Went 8-2, I believe, last year without T.J. Watt. This Steeler team looks hungry. I know they had the starters in there in the first series. Atlanta had their second and third guys out there. But, man, oh, man, that Pickens shot and just the defense just harassing the Atlanta quarterbacks. I'm telling you, the 49ers are going to have problems when that season opens up for them in Pittsburgh here in a couple weeks. Ralph, any thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you a little bit on this, Mark. But there's four things with this team that has to happen this year. Both lines of scrimmage have to be dominating. We saw that in preseason, but both lines of scrimmage have to be dominating. They can't afford to have major injuries, all right, and coaching staff. Both coordinators cannot afford to make boneheaded mistakes, especially against and I have this bad feeling, and, my competition yesterday was doing all kinds of predictions for records and things like that. I think the Steelers could go 12-5 this year, but here's the thing. It has to go with the three things I mentioned, the lines of scrimmage and injuries. And the fourth thing is coaching. All right. Can they coach this team up with all these great players? And I'm not sold on the coordinators yet, but we're going to find out what happens this season. And I have to say this, if we don't at least make 10-7 or 11-6 or 12-5, I believe the coordinator should be fired, both of them. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Ralph, I agree with much of what you just said. I mean, the Steelers have been playing really well in the preseason, as Mark mentioned. They have shown that through new leadership of Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, that they're putting an emphasis on building out the trenches with all the free agent signings and the draft picks along the offensive line and the defensive line. I think they've done well. I think they hit in the fourth round on a linebacker named Herbig. And for those in Pittsburgh, now they've got two Herbig brothers playing there. I think that, there's no way he should have lasted in the fourth round. That guy has been the MVP of the preseason in the NFL on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, he's just been ridiculously good. But I think that you're right. They are thin. If they lose, if Mason Cole gets injured, if they lose a guard, if Cam Hayward goes down for any extended period of time, and football's a game of injuries, so that could happen. I think that's the one place here where I think they're a year away from having all the pieces in place to be truly competitive. I think they sneak into the playoffs this year. They do better than people expect. I think Pickett to Pickens, as Mark mentioned, is going to be a very deadly combination this year. I think Allen Robinson is going to surprise. Deontay Johnson looks like he's playing up to form. And, I think if they continue the dominance that they've shown in a real game, in a real setting, that would be great. I mean, San Francisco is going to be a big test for them in the same way Cincinnati was last year early in the season. And so I expect that they should make the playoffs this year, at least compete for it. I think 12-5 might be a little ambitious, but it wouldn't surprise, if they did what they're going to do. I don't know what you think, Scott.
Well, I don't know why I'm on this different course today than I normally am, but I'm going to go a little bit. I'm going to take this to the racetrack, okay? And hats off to Dusty May, the Florida Atlantic University basketball coach, who's actually being the grand marshal over at the Coca-Cola 400 up in Daytona Beach. You talk about a guy that took a program where the entire stadium was a dump. He's had to do an awful lot and almost regretted taking the job because he thought it was career suicide. We all know that he took them to the Final Four, and I think things are only going to get better for Dusty and the Owls now that they're on the national map. So for this guy to become a grand marshal at the final regular season race in NASCAR, the Coca-Cola 400, says a lot about Dusty and where the FAU program is. And speaking of that, you know, next weekend, albeit at night, okay, I'll be covering FAU and Miami in back-to-back nights. So you guys are going to get an earful on one of these about one or both of these schools. And Tom Harmon happens to be the football coach over at FAU. So, yeah, kudos to Dusty May, and I hope he enjoys this experience. He's also been honored at the Marlins game, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more racking up for him. FAU doesn't get a lot of publicity, but you know what? I'm bringing it on here today and letting everybody know that there's a pretty good school here in Palm Beach County, and they're making an awful lot of noise. And I can't forget about the baseball program, which has been great for many, many years, was led by my good friend Kevin Cooney before he retired.
Good job, Scott. And let me get a comment in here. Joey from Bucks County, Pennsylvania says, guys, I like your show, but it sounds like Homer-nism with a capital H. The poor Pirates suck, and we can come out to Philadelphia. The Phillies will whack them. The Eagles are the defending NFC champions, and thank God we're in the NFC, so we don't have to contend with that whole AFC gauntlet. And watch out, my Flyers are going to surprise some teams. Now, Joey, I don't know. Maybe you're drinking the same Kool-Aid the guy last week was, because the Flyers haven't done anything in four seasons, and they haven't had a goalie there since, God rest his soul, Kelly Lindbergh was in the net. So I don't know what you're smoking this early in the morning, but thank you very much for listening. Ralph, any comment on Joey from Bucks County? And then we'll give it over to Joe and Scott, and then you could throw your topic in on this.
Well, I have I don't have too much to say about that. One, he's just blowing some smoke. 178 is the total of listeners we have right now. And I want to talk a little bit about a company called Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. Do you need a new bed? Do you need to sleep better? Well, you need to call Sleep Pittsburgh at 412-462-7858. No credit check financing, and also not only just no credit check financing, but they also are very nice people. They will take very good care of you on the phone or on the internet, or stop by their place in Homestead right on 8th Avenue, Sleep Pittsburgh. That number again, 412-462-7858. Now also, I want to talk about two trades that were made in the last few days. Last night's blockbuster trade, well, I wouldn't say blockbuster, but it is for the preseason. Trey Lance traded to San Francisco, from San Francisco to Dallas for a fourth-round pick. And then Josh Dobbs, once again, has been traded from Cleveland to Arizona for a fifth- and seventh-round pick. And my topic I want to talk about today is early retirements in the NFL. I've noticed that we have a lot of guys retiring after six, seven, 8 years. Guys, what are your thoughts on this? We'll start with Joe.
Well, I think there's a few thoughts. I mean, you know, the NFL early retirement stuff is going to become more and more prevalent. A lot of players are going to try to reserve, you know, their bodies for later in life. I think they've all learned lessons from the past. And, you know, with current medicine as it is, you know, predictive technologies allow folks to understand what kind of brain damage they may have, what kind of body damage they may have. And let's face it, these guys have made generational wealth playing in this game, and there's a point where, you know, if you have $40 or $50 million in the bank or $10 million in the bank, do you really need 15 or 50 to, you know, and then, you know, be crippled later on or die earlier, as we see a lot of these guys just don't make it. You know, it's just based on the kind of job profile that they have, so it doesn't surprise. I think it started a few years ago. And, you know, I don't think that that's something that should shock any of us based on the knowledge we have. It is a violent sport. And when you've made the money that you have and you can protect your family, it might be time to get out and pursue a different career and something else. So unfortunately, I think it's a wave that's going to continue to grow, and you know, I think we see it with guys leaving college early to go to the pros. There's a stopwatch and a shelf life to many of these guys, and especially positions like running back where you get hit a lot, or offensive line where your heads crash into another guy's head every single play. So it doesn't surprise. I'll address two other things. You know, first, I want to get back to Joey. Joey, yes, I know there's a little homerism on the Steelers side because Ralph and I are here. I try to keep it as real as I can. I'm not as bullish on the Steelers as many. I do think they make it into the playoffs. I think your Eagles repeat. I think your Eagles have a fast plan to get right back into the Super Bowl. I'm not sure that there's anybody there save for San Francisco that can beat them. You guys have a quarterback, and theirs is still questionable in my eyes, so I think you've got the inside track of getting back there. And, Ralph, to your trades, the Josh Dobbs trade just tells me that Kyler Murray might not be ready and that they may need additional support there. And Trey Lance, it was a matter of time. It was a bad pick. They gave up a king's ransom to get a guy that played at North Dakota State and you know, in a simplified offense and never really saw, you know, the kind of NFL offenses that are there. And after, you know, an unfortunate ankle break last year and some things, and Purdy's emergence alongside Darnold as a quality backup that can spot you for a couple of weeks, if not a month or so, as a starter, you know, getting something back after what they gave away to get him and giving the kid a second chance to kind of learn behind Dak Prescott and, you know, maybe some expectation. It's getting him out of a city where, you know, his reputation may have been sullied based on how much they gave away to get him. Makes sense for everybody involved, and I'm wishing him well. I think that, you know, the kid has all sorts of talent. I just don't know if he's the guy that's ever going to be a starter in this league, and we'll see what he does down in Dallas. I'll turn it over to Scott.
All right. Well, let me give a little take on the Philadelphia thing. Number one, I think every Philadelphia person would like to see James Harden in a penal camp out in Russia, okay? That way he can't get out of town. That's what I think about him. Hey, send him to Russia. Hey, we got Brittany Griner back, but you can have James Harden. Nobody will go out there. And they might even make him shave the stupid beard off, too, for all we care. Who knows? We'll never identify him. Then again, we don't identify the idiot anyway. As far as the Trey Lance, yeah, I've said all along I thought Mac Jones would have been a better pick for San Francisco. What do you have now? You have Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold, basically pocket passers for the kids that practically had no experience. Yeah, it was a bust. But, you know, when you think about the bust, nobody ever thought you'd get Brock Purdy at the very end of the draft either. So I think they kind of washed a little bit. As far as my topic is concerned, I'm a little bit nervous about the Miami Marlins losing 7 of 9. And, you know, the Washington Nationals are an upstart team, and they're playing one another, and the Marlins lost 7-4. At the All-Star break, the Marlins look like they're ready to go to the postseason. Now I have a feeling they may not get there. So they're going to have to find a few wins pretty soon before this thing gets out of control. Unfortunately, I won't be going to any of the games against Washington this weekend because I have to meet with my publisher with my book. But that's my take. You know, as far as the Philadelphia Flyers, well, I got the last laugh. The last time the Flyers played the Red Wings in the playoffs, the Red Wings snapped a long championship drought. So as much as I like the Broad Street Bullies back in the day, the Red Wings certainly made Philadelphia Flyers' life a lot more difficult because their drought still continues. But no, I love the James Harden. Go back to a penal colony. Get this guy out of here. I'm tired of him.
No, you bring up some great points. Let me stick on that basketball for a minute before I swing this thing around. That's the problem with the NBA today. I think what you're going about with it's just too political. There's no defense being played, and it's a me, myself, and I. And the next guy that tells me that this sport is outdrawing all the other sports, I need a drug test performed here in front of me because no way is this sport outdrawing the other ones. I don't care what they're doing in China and all these other countries. I just know in the States, it's hard to watch this game. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. And then I got this Greek freak coming out now and saying if they don't, you know, upscale a team here, he wants to opt out and get out of there. I mean, this is a far cry from the Moses Malones, the Maurice Cheeks, the Magics, the Birds, all these guys that I grew up watching. Now it just seems to be a game that I flip a channel. If it's interesting, I'll watch. If it ain't, I'm not. As far as Trey Lance goes, they screwed up when they should have got Kyle Pitts out of Florida. They moved up in the draft. They took this bum, another bum, I call him, maybe an eternal bum if you want to bring him to the thing. You're never going to win with these kind of quarterbacks. I keep telling people this. The Justin Fields, the Tua Tagovailoas, the Kyler Murrays, these Trey Lance type of guys, you're never going to win in these cities. I will stand till the cows come home on this. These four teams need to get big pocket type of passers like a Trevor Lawrence, a Mac Jones that can see defenses. These four franchises aren't going anywhere. So you can take it from me or you can sit here and try to play your analytic game. It just doesn't work. I'm guaranteeing you these four teams with these kind of quarterbacks. If Dallas thinks they're going to change them, good luck. Ralph?
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%, Mark. I want to talk right now about Hillcrest Farm. You can contact them at 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. Hillcrest Farms, Ohio at gmail.com. And check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are now shipping. So get on their website, Hay Grain Beef. They have some great package deals. The best one of them all is a ground beef box at $95 for 20 pounds of ground beef. And we have 256 people listening to the show. But get in touch with Hillcrest Farm. They're in Richmond, Ohio, about 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh, right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. Give them a call again, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. Take the kids this weekend and, take them up there. I think they'll enjoy it. See Caitlin or Taylor, the owners. Also, I want to talk about the band Bon Journey. Bon Journey is a cover band that plays Bon Jovi and Journey songs. They will be playing tonight at 8 p.m. at the Winooski Winery in Belle Vernon. So go check them out tonight at 8 p.m. if you want to hear some good Bon Jovi and Journey songs as well. All right. Let me see here. I don't have too much more to talk about here. We only have 8 minutes left in the program. I have maybe a few things I want to talk about. It was a nice performance last night by Mitch Keller, and I thought that Mitch Keller pitched pretty well for the Pirates. And it looks like the Cubs are looking to, make it in the National League and possibly get into the playoffs. They're fighting in the division with Milwaukee. But I got to tell you, St. Louis looks awful. Oh, my gosh, they look terrible. We should have won that third game, the Pirates, but they did not. And also tonight, Paul Skeens makes his debut with the Altoona Curve. And they sold that game out, and all the hotels in Altoona are sold out. Can't get a room. So, it's going to be the Super Bowl of Altoona tonight down there for Paul Skeens. Joe?
Well, for not having a lot left, Ralph, you had a bunch in the tank. So let me try to dissect that as best I can. The NL Central is interesting. I mean, obviously, it's the Brewers to lose. The Cubs are surging. The Pirates and the Cardinals just don't have it. I think that the Cards have been disappointing all the way around this year. Super fan base, great baseball city, and it's okay every now and then for them to take a dip. Usually you're talking about, are they going to be the champion? Are they going to be a wild card? And this year they could take a seat, I think, and kind of, take a second look at what they did and go back to the drawing board for next season. I think you're right about Mitch Keller. Mitch has had two good outings in a row, which is good news for Pirates fans. I think that he's somebody that they're going to be counting on to be their number two moving forwards. And lastly, you mentioned Paul Skeens. I think, one of our guys from Draft 412 is up to Altoona. He'll be there tonight, watching and scouting Paul. But I think we all know that the best player in the Pirates organization at any level, including the majors, is Paul Skeens. the minute they drafted him, he became the best player on the team in any farm system. It doesn't matter. If you brought him up here, he's better than – I mean, is there any starting pitcher in the Pirates organization right now that's better than him? The answer is no. The guy – his first outing averaged 100 miles an hour on his fastball. The slowest pitch he had that night was 89. It was a curve. The rest of them were 99 and up. The guy's got it. He is Strasburg waiting to happen. And I think that we see him to Indianapolis, and next year he's up at the big club. Just my prediction. Scott, how about you?
All right, well, you know what? Watched the Detroit Lions and the Carolina Panthers last night, and thank God Teddy Bridgewater got rid of that number 50 because I was starting to feel blind like Ray Charles. So, you know, maybe 50. I know 50 is not a good number for quarterbacks, but you know what? Bridgewater did a pretty good job, and yet number 7 makes a whole lot more sense for a quarterback. And I think the Detroit Lions went out there and found themselves a legitimate backup for Jared Goff. And, you know, that's what they need to do. I mean, Nate Sudfeld will probably be let go because of an injury-designated settlement, whatever they call those things. But, you know, Detroit needs a solid backup behind Jared Goff. And Dan Campbell's worked with Teddy Bridgewater before. So I do believe that that was a really nice pickup for the Lions. And, you know, everybody knew last week Bridgewater was going to be able to do well. Well, he'd been there just a matter of a few days. We give him a week of practice with this group. And they definitely were able to see a great deal more of him, more power to him. I hope Teddy works out there. And looking forward to the regular season in about 2 weeks.
Good take, Scott, across the board and everything. And as we wind this thing down, just to piggyback what Joe was saying with some of these teams out of it in the National League Central, I think you got to bring back first-half seasons, second-half seasons, get some interest in some of these cities. I still haven't figured out what I'd do if a team won their division on the first and second half of this thing, but I think to get more interest in baseball, I mean, some of these cities are just dead after Mother's Day because they're so far out of it, and they're trying to pick up steam, especially if you're 10, 12 games under 500. So first, second half winner. Ralph, as we wind this thing down, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. I know you have a lot of things on your plate as we continue into the week, and it's going to be a Labor Day weekend when we talk next weekend.
Absolutely, guys. You can get a hold of me at Ralph Williams 737, excuse me, at gmail.com. And you can also get a hold of me on Facebook, Twitter, and X format, whatever you want to call it. And also LinkedIn, and I have a YouTube channel as well. You can catch all my archived versions of everything, including my new radio show on Beaver County Radio with Smoke and Jim Frazier. Don't forget this Tuesday, Michael McHenry and Harry the Greek. So just want to let everyone know for this Tuesday's radio show on Beaver County Radio.
Good job, Joe. Your shows are picking up steam on the network. And
thanks for having me. I just want to let everybody know that.
Unbelievable. And let everybody know what you're involved in. And great job on the Ryan Chaser thing, too, as well, my brother.
Yeah, man, thanks again. And, yes, you're right, Draft Nation does air on Blog Talk Radio Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Each week we try to feature an athlete, a scout, or a coach. Sometimes we just have, you know, generic talk amongst me, Mark, and one of my other guys over at Draft 412 and chat about prospects for the coming year. So if you enjoy Draft Talk, and or if you want to hear insider information from, you know, those in the draft industry, join us, you know, here at Blog Talk Radio at Draft Nation, 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. And I'll throw it over to you, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Joe. You know, I want to take this opportunity to let you know I'm going to my publisher today around 1 o'clock, and I'm working on completing my first book, Old School Media versus New School Media, and I have a follow-up book called Adjusting to New Media. So I've really been working on this project for the part of 6 weeks, and I hope to give you guys more details in the coming weeks in terms of how we're progressing with it. So put a lot of time into it before I came on today. I did. I got a lot more work after we get off the show. This show's a little bit of a break for me between writing. So thanks.
Good job across the board. And as we wrap this thing up, Scott and Ralph and Joe, I want to wish you a safe weekend while we reconvene here next week. A lot of listeners listening here, keeping the show going, so it's just amazing each and every Saturday. You can catch me all over the place, Mancini Media and XM Sirius WWDB out of Philadelphia, the Pirate Podcast, Giants. I'm so blessed to do quite a bit in this great show on Saturdays with these guys. For Ralph and Joe in Pittsburgh, Scott Morgan Roth out there in South Florida, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Tell all your friends. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Thank you very much for listening, and have a blessed weekend.